So I won't speak today about Lafika. Whatever we don't finish on Lafika, I want to finish by Thursday. I want to just add just a little bit on the question of the, if you make a chazit, what impact that has in a chatzer. Okay, so that's an issue that the Rishonim discuss. Not the status of a chazit in so much in a bika. We'll talk about that a little bit too. The Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, of course, meaning starting, Dalet Amud Beis. But what impact does that have on in a chatzer? So that just to add to these Mar Mekomos on Lefikach, very very quickly, to try to finish all that Thursday. That's the Rimi Gash on Dalet Amud Beis. Just I'm going to give you a minimal, and Tosus on Hey Yom and Aleph. Dibur Maslam Me Arba. That's already starting for the next sugya anyway, and also Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Muke Yosef. Muke Yosef is based on the base in the Rif. And also the Ramban there. And the Shach, I think it's Sivkatan Yud, probably Kufnun Zayin Yud. Okay, whether the Raya of Chazit is something that has any. There are really two issues I want to discuss. One is, does it work in Kosel? And number two is, what is the status of Chazit Lamala Medalad Amos? Because again, the obligation to build the wall is only a Dalet Amos wall, as we know. So whatever, I guess, Lefikach impact there is should not apply beyond, or higher than Dalet Amos. On the other hand, it's the same wall. It's not so easy to make that kind of distinction. So those are two issues, briefly, that I want to explore. Okay, but mainly we want to get to the next topic and try to go more quickly. That's the Makif and Nikaf topics. So again, the Mishnah on Dalet Amud Beis and the Gemara on it, and then there's a little bit of Zenene v'ze lo chaser issues. We did it in Baba Kama a couple of years ago. Some people were here for. We talked about this again a little bit, but from this especially focus of Makif and Nikaf. So the Gemara, but just background, the Gemara in Baba Kama daf Chaf Amud Beis. Probably give you a few more things. The Gemara in Bava Metzia daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Balamor and the Ramban here, especially, in our sugya here in Bava Basra. And of course, the other Rishonim, that you can get to Alatar, the Rimigash, of course, the Rambam and the Ravid, the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ravid are Shechenim, Perigimel. Halacha Gimel and Dalid, the Muki Yosef here. In Bava Kama, also to look at Rashi and Tosis Chaf Amud Beis. In Bava Metzia, Kufalith, also to look at the Rif and the Rambam, on that sugya, Hilchos Gzeila Perek Yud Halacha Hey. Also the Gemara Yevamos, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the sugya of Kom Dina. And the Mishnah on Hey Amud Aleph to look at the Nemuke Yosef and also Tosis and Tosis Yashanim Ksuvis Lamed Amud Beis. Okay. Also Tosin Bava Kama Kuf Aleph Divra Maschil O. Okay. So that should mostly get us through that. And then we want to talk a little bit about something we're going to mention anyway now, which is Migu B'Mokom Chazaka Pareya B'Toch. Zmano, and then a couple of other things very quickly, and then mostly we're going to switch over. Okay, so that is the that's the plan going forward. That should give you from Bar Mekomos before I leave. For again, we're probably not going to miss so many shiurim, but I should at least be able to get two, if not three, soon. But either way, I'll leave you with to make sure you have enough Bar Mekomos to keep you busy. When I'm away. Maybe going a little further till the end of what we're going to do in the first parak, and then maybe start already after that on the third parak, if we can. Okay, so, good. That's where we kind of are. The list is going around. We'll try to catch up with everybody. I don't recognize a lot of the people who have been here because it seems like a whole bunch of people grew beards in the Chofesh. And it's a halacha that you can't, you're not allowed to recognize people with the beards, right? So, even though we're not, you know, in Bereishis still, but, like, so, yeah, that'd be challenging. Okay, so, yeah, so let's start, anyway. Okay, Shai, you want to do the honors? So just, I want to talk about Lulafikach, so... First, let's just read the Gemara very quickly, the Mishnah and the Gemara very quickly. That doesn't take long. Sometimes, you know, it's like the Kinyan Devarim B'Alma Gemara. You know, it's four lines, but...
I think we need to sing for Shai.
What do we need?
We did already. Sing for Shai.
We haven't sang... We didn't sing for you yet? We should sing for Shai. I had advanced intelligence, but being very discreet, you know, every time I look at him, I want to sing. So you can just imagine, I've had to, like, totally... You know, it's my whole emotional world has been, corrupted by this. So I'm really glad to get it out now. So, go ahead, Josh, you can read the song. So we have a lot to do to catch up to last year's count, I think, right? But we're moving. Okay. We're hopeful. Okay, go ahead. After such a song, you know, it's like it should inspire you on the reading also.
You want me to read the Mishnah or just a little?
Yeah, just the just the main part of the Mishnah. Yeah.
Hashut fin jirad zelazos mechitza bechatzir bonus and kolta beemtza, etc.
Exactly. Just by knowing what to skip, you know, you've already said so much. It's amazing. Okay, go ahead. Lefikach
nimnaf ala kotel amakom v'avanim shal shneihem.
Okay. So, and then you have the bottom part of the Mishnah, which we're going to leave for now, is that you have a parallel halacha. Right, in the Chazis case, right? Right. But otherwise you don't. Now in a Bika, right, it depends whether they're Chazises or Chazisai or Chazisi or not. So that we'll leave for now. Okay, so what's the implication of the Mishnah? That this Lefikach, this drum roll, right, is the reason why Im Nafala Kosel that Hamakom Vavanim are Shol Shneihem. Right, the Gemara already is kind of wondering what is that all about. So you have the Gemara here. Go ahead, on Dalet Amud Aleph.
Yeah. Lafikach im nachal akodel Hamakom Vavanim Shol Shneihem. Pshita.
Lo, that's obvious.
Lo, tzricha de nachal reshoso de chad minayu. Inami de finenu chad reshoso de day.
So what is that all about? So the Havamina was that we would apply Motzim Mechaver Olav Raya, even though what? I said even though. The Gemara didn't say even though.
Even though you would think, like, I guess, like Taisa says, if there's no Machzakas because it's just the wind.
Yeah. In other words, so this like this ends up being like a very. Did I bring a Bamitzia? I should have brought a Bamitzia. Do we have Bamitzia? Oh, okay. Thanks, Hassan. I'll get back to you. Might take months and years. I have to break into my office, but you'll get it back eventually. Okay. So this ends up being a very important Gemara. About Motzi Michavero, or potentially about the parameters of the Motzi Michavero All right, sounds like the Mishnah and the Gemara are saying that, you know, there was a reason to think that Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya works here, even though, as you put it, right, you know, the reason that these stones, you know, are in his Rishus is because of the wind, you know, nothing else. And we, you know, we know that that happened, or we know when that happened, and therefore there's no, we'll see, explain that in a minute, that nonetheless we should apply the principle of Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya. And the Lefikach, we have to see what the Lefikach really does. The Lefikach is a reason not to do that. Okay. So, Meirosh, just before we do anything else, it seems clear that this sugya is going to test two different topics. Right, Shai? One is
Motzei Mechaber Olav
Araya. And that's, of course, the important one. That is a Shas topic, which again, you know, if we do want to move forward, which we do, we always do, but we don't always move forward, but we always want to move forward. So if we want to move forward, which we do, you know, we have to be reining ourselves in, but that obviously is a massive topic. When do you apply the concept of tfisa or muxakos, and when not? Because physically, there is a kind of seemingly, there's muxakos here, or tfisa, right? I mean, the object right now, you know, is in one person's rishus and not in the other's, right? On the other hand, as I say, you know, we'll elaborate this in one more second, you know, the circumstances, both the timing and the circumstances themselves may militate against saying Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya, depending on what we mean by Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya. So this is going to end up being one of a number of sugyas, you know, that's going to test, you know, whether physical tfisa, right, how significant is physical tfisa to a legal, you know, argument or legal standing, you know, of different parties. Okay? And we're going to identify very briefly some other issues in that, because that what need to be done. If you, you know, scrutinize the language of the Mefarshim here, you know, that will be one, it'll be helpful, it'll clarify, you know, one of these topics. But we can't do that in a total, probably, vacuum either, because it's another factor, namely? We don't know about that yet, at least, unless we've read the Rif, you know, right? But I'm saying, just in terms of the Mishnah and the Gemara, right, there's another factor, and that is the Lefikach itself. Right. That's what does, in other words, we would have said Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya, you know, that the would have said Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya, the first issue, you know, is you could take two opposite, you know, views on it. You know, one is like, you know, yeah, so why don't we? You know, and the other one is like, why would you ever have said that? Right? On the one hand, there's physical tfisa, right? And it wasn't done illegally, which may be an issue. You know, and on the other hand, we'll say this physical tfisa comes at a certain point in the discussion, or and is lacking any compelling reconstruction, and therefore why should you say it? So on the Motzei Mechaber Olav Araya part, we can see two opposite trends. We can look for two opposite trends. Some Rishonim are going to have trouble understanding, even in the absence of Lefikach, you know, why this is an issue and a problem. Okay, we can already safely say, because we'd started talking about this last Tuesday, you know, for those who were there, and that is, you know, Balei Tosfos in particular take a very clear view. We're going to read it inside in a second, or one of us is. So that's one issue. Whereas other Rishonim, you know, on the contrary, they don't have trouble with the Hava Mina, right? They have trouble with the Maskana, right? Namely, why is, you know, this Lefikach, in what way does it exclude Motzei Mechavero Alav Araya? Right. So you have two opposite extremes, and we wonder whether from a Motzei Mechavero Alav Araya, you know, perspective, it isn't, you know, the Lefikach that makes the difference. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But that's where the other variable comes in. What does the Lefikach add to the mix, which will then, you know, dictate the impact it has on curbing or, you know, expanding Motzei Mechavero Araya, and how powerful is it? Those are two different issues. What does it affect, right? And how strong, you know, is it? Okay, on the strength side of it, what do I mean? What am I talking about? Strength, how strong it is. Like it's a contest, Yisrael. What do I mean? How strong it is? What? Avi? Okay. Could you be Motzi Mamon? Could it, also neutralize Amigu? Meaning what? Avi, what are the options here? I mean, depending on what it does to begin with. Yeah, but I mean, just in using like halachic language for a moment, Akiva, all of them? Okay, Akiva, hey, how'd you get, weren't you just there a minute ago?
I've been into a vote.
I don't know, but how did you do it so stealthily that I didn't even see you do it? That's amazing. Okay, yeah?
I guess, yeah, vis-a-vis other rites.
I mean, just probably what language am I looking for? Akiva? What?
This
is exactly what you said was going to happen. Excellent. Anan Sahadi, right? Or?
Edus.
Well, Anan Sahadi is Edus, so that's the same. Okay. Any other of the Akivas? Akiva? If it's not Anan Sahadi, let's say it's not Anan Sahadi. Right, Akiva Finkelstein's point. Anan Sahadi is the strongest. That's Adas.
That would be more of a proof, but perhaps the feedback could also just be maintaining the status quo, like some kind of
Chazaka. Good. Okay. So the Rishonim actually, as we'll see, explicitly, right, discuss this question. You know, both in the, again, we're going to go through them and we'll see everything. But just, it's always good to, like, you know, take a step back and, you know, get a kind of a bigger picture. They discuss this both in terms of cases where there's amigu. Like, let's say there is amigu to believe the guy who's, you know, in whose field the, you know, everything washed over into his field, fell into his field. Let's say he has amigu. So is that amigu, in, you know, when you know, it's trying to overcome the impact of Lefikach, is that Migu Keneged Edim, which is what Akiva was saying, Anan Sa'adi, right? Or is that simply Migu Keneged Chazaka? Now, Migu Keneged Chazaka, what's the story? What's the halacha of Migu Keneged Chazaka? What's the status of Migu Keneged Chazaka? You could say, oh, it's not in our Gemara. But number one, probably some of you Bikias learned the parak. And number two, just it's in the Rishonim here, right? So what is it? What's the status?
I think the part that goes in the Gemara, it doesn't work against
the Chazaka. The Gemara speaks about in what case?
If people pay back.
Pari b'gozmane.
People come back and said they paid on the day of, I believe?
Yeah, so the guy says, I paid you. The guy says, you owe me $100, right? And the other guy says, what are you talking about? I paid you. I paid you before the loan was even due. Correct? That's a Gemara where? On Daf Hey. So what does a Gemara call that? That's Migu B'mokum Chazaka. Right? Migu Di Boyamar, I paid you. And then we would say, if there's no Shtar, that's Kofra call. Right? Neman also Lomar, you know, I paid you bigos money before it was due. or no, because there's a chazaka in an ampareya togzmane. So that's a migu keneged chazaka. What's the halacha there? It's a bayit leitshita. And then the Rishonim struggled, we're going to discuss it when we get to it, Rishonim struggled to reconcile the evidence in Shas. Okay? Because there are some Gemaras that imply that it's not a bayit leitshita. In both directions. There are some migus keneged chazaka that seem to work, and there are some migus keneged chazaka that seem not to work. And then you have this Gemara about bayit leitshita. Either way, bayit leitshita, you know, normally is a kula, you know, le nitva, and a chumra to tabea, but that's tricky here too. So we're going to see that's an issue. Okay, so on the migu question, we have this debate, whether it's an ansadi or a chazaka, we'll see. Even Bali Tosis, the, you know, speak about an ansadi, we'll see. The, you know, the Rajba speaks about an ansadi. On the other hand, the Rama and Rabbeinu Yonah, among others, speak about, you know, migu keneged chazaka. Yeah. So that's one issue. It doesn't have to be in the migu front. The whole, you know, application of migu to this sugya is strange. We'll get to it in a minute. And it's fascinating how it almost becomes like, or maybe it does become, it's hard to gauge these things, like the main event, when it's all just man dekar shemei in the Mishnah and the Gemara. So, some Rishonim have it just more directly. In other words, what you have here, like, is a clash between Motzei Mechaber Alo Araya and Lefikach. Again, that's not the way Bali Tosis read it. Lishitasa, see in a minute. The key is to really break down the Tosis first, and then everything else kind of falls into place. even the Rishonim, you know, who are independent before the Bali Tosis, but Bali Tosis did such a good job, according to their own perspective, in kind of identifying, you know, the issues, that, you know, it just makes it very helpful. It's just very helpful, you know, to juxtapose and to appreciate what everybody else is doing. We'll see that in a moment. But as I say, the status of Lefikach, in terms of Anansadi or Chazaka, or something maybe even less than that, but still, you know, good enough, doesn't have to only be relevant to the migu issue. It could also be relevant to the direct clash between Motzei Mechaber Alo Araya and Lefikach. Meaning, some Rishonim might be of the opinion that basically you do have a clash. For example, I think that's a pshat in the Nemukah Yosef. It sounds like that initially is the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm just not sure. Well, I'll explain in a minute. I'm not sure whether we should reread Rabbeinu Yonah as beginning in light of his, you know, later, or it kind of represents, you know, two different, you know, perspectives. But either way, meaning there is Motzei Mechaber Alo Araya of a sort. However, there's also Lefikach. So the stronger Lefikach is, you know, if it's like an ansadi, that's pretty strong. If it's a chazaka, that's interesting. So you have like a chazaka, you know, like a, in other words, a not a mukzakus, but a chazaka, meaning a ruba, we'll call it the leisa kaman. As I pointed out on other occasions, especially last year, we talked about it a lot. Sometimes the, you know, Gemara will use the expression chazaka, and it doesn't really mean, you know, chazaka in the sense of mukzakos, a status quo ante. Sometimes it means aruba delesa kaman, meaning what is usually the case, you know, even though, you know, you don't have all the, you know, information or the variables, you know, in front of you. So this is another example where the, so like, as I said, there are, you know, the biggest question here is Motzei Mechaber Alo Araya, and whether it applies, you know, in the absence of it being a raya, and what are the parameters of that. That's the biggest question we want to identify here. But as I say, the other variable you know, which plays an important role, is the question of what, you know, the lefikach, the expectation, you know, that really these people were shutfim, what role that plays, either to neutralize potential migu, which is kind of a third, you know, another topic, but that comes in through the sugya, or, as I say, is a direct clash, you know, to kind of limit, you know, this kind of, you know, tvisa or muxakos itself. Okay? So those are things we need to look at. We also need to understand a little better what the lefikach, you know, what it really does. You know, does it determine that there's no mitzvah of chaver olav araya? Is it, you know, again, about some extraneous issue? Is it the counterweight? So those are things we need to be sensitive to. So I think we'll start just by reading the Tosafot, but before we do, I just want to do a little bit more background on the Tvisa part. Okay. So, as I said the last Tuesday, for those who were here, there are really two types of Tvisa, or Motzei Mechaver Olav Arayos. The more compelling one is connected to also Eruba, you know, Delesa, Kama. Although, again, it's not, I'm not sure if we call it Eruba Delesa Kama completely either. It's certainly based on you know, behavioral assumptions. And that is what we find in a number of sugyas, which is going to be important for, you know, the Hagdama, let's say, to Chesed Sabbatim, when we get there, hopefully. And that is that, as I used the expression last time, Chazaka kol ma shetachas yad adam harei ushalo. Chazaka kol ma shetachas yad adam harei ushalo is a birur of some sort, or a raya. A raya based on status quo. Right? It's a presumption, you know, that you, if you're holding something, the presumption is that you are an owner of it. Right? When it comes to metaltalin, you know, tvisa isn't koveya bailus, but it's this idea of, you know, possession, you know, is 9/10 of a law. Not true in Yahadus. You know, it's not 9/10. Sometimes it's more and sometimes it's less. Possession isn't koveya, per se. That's why these are dvarim, you know, sheyesh bahem taina. Right? So the question is, what is the significance of possession? And as I say, there are really two realms in which that plays out. So the first is, you know, where there's a presumption, you know, all things being equal, of ownership. Kol ma shetachas yad adam harei hu shalo. That's an expression that is used in the Gemara. A parallel expression based on the Gemara in Shavuos, daf mem vav amud beis, is achzuke inshi begazlanusa, right? You know, lo mechazkina. Which is another way to say the same thing. We don't assume people are gazlanim. It's a little bit of a different emphasis. One, you know, has to do with, oh, if it's in your rishos, it's likely you're the owner. The other is more like, you know, the alternative is that you're a gazlan. And, you know, we're not really, you know, most people are not gazlanim, or maybe it's more of a, you know, halachic, you know, aspirational statement, just like, you know, cheskas kashrus, just like this cheskas kashrus in Eidus. So there's a kind of cheskas kashrus in Tvisach, suke in shibigazanu salam chaski. Either way, whichever phrase you want to use, and whether there's a difference in emphasis, and there might be nafkaminas and so on, in the end of the day, that is a stronger motzi v'chavero olav araya, because it's a raya. Now, of course, that doesn't mean it's, you know, you know, not overridable. You know, it's not absolute. You could be motzi mechavero with a raya, and, you know, that's what Toin V'Nitan is all about. It's about weighing the different assets, you know, in each person's argument. So Tfisa is formidable, although overcomable, but you need some sort of raya. And then the question of the level of the raya, you know, is an issue. Like, would you be motzi ayde migu? Or is there migu lahotzi? Right? That's a debate among the Rishonim. And what about things like, you know, bari v'shem? I'm just trying to give a little bit of a broader picture. Bari v'shem, you know, or a chazaka, you know, on the other side, right? What impact do they have on Motsu Mechaver, all of Araya? So these are different Gemaras. Again, Migalahotzi is an issue all over Shas. Rishonim, Bali Tosis usually say, we don't say Migalahotzi, Ramban, and many Chachmei Sfarad think, why not? Hopefully we'll get to that. Not in this sugya, but just good to know. As for Bari Veshema and Chazaka, you know, that's, you know, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, you know, famously have a lot of discussion about that in, you know, the Mishnayos in Ksuvos. And many Gemaras, of course, deal with that, you know, as well. Okay, but that that relates to this question, you know, about overcoming a tfisa, which, you know, presumes a kind of a raya. And as I say, there's a whole discussion about that, weighing, you know, these different opposing forces, the migu, the chazaka, the bari v'shema. What if some of those forces team up? Well, that's part of the sugyas in Ksuvos and elsewhere, etc. Okay. However, there's another kind of motzim b'chaveiro of araya, and that is where we strip away, you know, the presumption, the raya part. And that we find also in some very famous sugyas, right? So, right, the sugya in Bava Metzia, which is why Tosis quotes it, and of Kuf, Omud Aleph, right? You have the Hamachlif Parah, this is the Sumchas and the Chachamim. You have Hamachlif Parah B'chamar, B'yolda. Right, but Kena Mokar Shivchasa B'yolda. Ze Omer Ad Shalom Acharti, Ze Omer Mishal Akachti, Yachloku. Then the Gemara and Mishnah has Avadim. Right, so there's a sale that took place, and as the Gemara and the Rishonim point out, why are they using machlif, kinyan, chalipin? Why do they, you know, use other kinyanim? Because the whole point is that you want to neutralize, you know, the physical, you know, the reyeses are like, oh, you did a mashicha and you didn't notice there was a child, you know, that kind of stuff. So chalipin is, you know, something that can happen, you know, or kinyan kesef, or mos if it's konos, you know, doesn't require the physical presence of the keftza, and therefore, you know, no one knows, or at least it's not knowable, you know, to us. So there's some sort of an exchange that took place, a transition, and the question is whether the leida came earlier or later. And that's a suffix, that's a kind of a drora de mamona kind of a suffix, and that's a machlokas between, you know, sumchas and the chachamim. So the Gemara says, Amai Yachloku. The Gemara says that, you know, that the Chachamim say Yachloku in these cases. So the Gemara says, Amai Yachloku. The Lechsi Brishus Deman Kaima Lehevi Ida Chamotu Mechaver Olav Araya. Right? So it's perfectly clear in this case that, you know, that this child was born. You can't tell physically from the, you know, from the, you know, state of the child, you know, when it took place. We might be arguing about a difference in minutes or hours anyway, right? So objectively, we know that, the, you know, there's a change. You're not going to, there's no chazaka komacha tachas yada mareu shalom or akzuke begazalnu salom b'chazkinan. There's zero birur raya here. All there is pure status quo. Okay? So why is that a factor? The answer is, apparently, there's an additional halacha of motzim b'chaveiro, halacha of araya, and that is, you know, the question of Shebal Tasa Adiv, we can call it, meaning if you want to initiate, you know, a change in the status quo, you know, then Alecha, you know, Lahaviraya, then the burden is on you. That has nothing to do with the status quo being indication, never mind evidence, of anything. It's not. But still, if you want to change, you know, you have to prove, you know, a basis for the change. Otherwise, Shebal Tasa is Adiv. So that's what this Gemara essentially is telling us. The Gemara's conclusion here is not that, you know, since there's no birur or no indication even, or presumption, you know, therefore, you know, it's irrelevant. The Gemara's answer is, yeah, in Achanami. But we're talking about a case of Bomedes Ba'agam, Besimta, etc. Then the Gemara says, the Nukma, Acheskat Zemara Kama, this is the Gemara here in Bamatziah Kufom and Aleph. You know, Velahevi Idachamotsu Mechaber Levaraya. Good, there's no, you know, let's say there's no physical Tvisa, right? Even one where there's no Birur, because the Metzias is at the, but why not say that, you know, Mukmina na Marakama, why not say Shebal Taisa Adif with respect to Marakama, the legal status quo, even if there's no physical status quo? Okay, so again, these are massive topics, and I'm not trying to tease, but on the other hand, I don't want to, you know, get too ensconced, so I'm just, what I'm trying to do is walk a very tight line and provide kind of a background so you can pursue it or just understand it better. So this, of course, is a very interesting issue, this concept of Marakama, you know, which we'll talk about more in Chatz Ksabatim, where there's no physical Motsu Mechaber Levaraya, you know, but there is a Marakama. In some cases of physical Tvisa, there's no history of Marakama. So Marakama is, you know, both better and worse. Again, there's no physical Shebal Tasa Adif, but there is a kind of a legal, you know, equivalent to it. But again, this is a situation where everything rides on the timing of this birth, and therefore, again, there's no birur to the Marakama. There could be cases of Marakama where, you know, say, oh, we know he was the Marakama, so why shouldn't we assume that's still the case when there's no critical moment or action, you know, the resolution of which is going to determine whether that is relevant or is completely rendered, you know, irrelevant, right? It's like, you know, you have like any other status quo, you know, the mikvah shenimzad benimsa chaser, you know, and, you know, harei chaser lefaneinu. So, you know, this is a very massive topic. You know, something happened, so everything depends on, you know, a critical moment or a critical event. You know, to what extent does that render, like, the previous status quo irrelevant or not? So Marakama is a big, big issue. The Kuntres HaSfekos has a very famous discussion of Marakama, but it's already implicit in the Rishonim, whether Marakama is a kind of a weaker, a non-physical but a legal Motsu Mechaber Levaraya. Or is it just more like a what we call a chazaka de mikara, you know, like a chazaka de mikara in Issa v'heter, you know, like I just mentioned, mikvah shenimda v'nimtza chasa. You have a mikvah, it was kosher, right, and now it's chaser. Okay, and the question is, what about kol taharos shenasu al gabav, you know, in the interim period from the time that you knew it was kosher to now when it's been established that it's chaser? So let's say, you know, 2 days ago or a day after you first did the measurement or smack in the middle, right? People, you know, dunked or kalim were dunked or whatever it is in a mikvah, right? So that's called a chazaka. There's something called chazaka de mikara, and there's something else called a chazaka de hashta. Okay? The chazaka de mikara is the, you know, the previous, the status quo ante, as they call it, A-N-T-E, right? And even though, again, it's a tricky, tricky issue. Sometimes you can say, you know, Zlina Basar Chazaka, and nothing changed. Well, we know that there was a status quo ante. We don't know of any, you know, even critical moment or event, you know, the resolution of which is going to, you know, determine how relevant that is. So we just assume, we just go with the flow. That's muxakus. But once you know that there, you know, is an event, and even more so, once you know that there's a change, right, and the question now becomes, when did the change take place, right, that changes the whole, at minimum, the strength of the status quo ante, maybe even more, maybe the quality of it. But the point is, so the Kuntres HaSpekos is mistapek, where the Marakama is kind of a, you know, a weaker, you know, more legal rather than physical, you know, but it's still based on the principle of, you know, you need the burden of evidence, you know, is always to prove in Choshe Mishpat, you know, that the change took place. Or no, it's not that. It's a kind of a Chazaka de Mikara. And he discusses Nafkamina, whether it's, you know, one or the other. The Gemara here in Bab Metzia says that Sumchas, the Gemara says, well, Venuka Mar Kama, then the Gemara says, V'lehebi ina chamotzi mechamar levaraya, using the same expression, you know. So the Gemara says, Hamani Sumchas, Damar Momen Amuta Besafek, Cholkin below Shvua. That this is Sumchas. Sumchas thinks that Momen Amuta Besafek, Cholkin, right, even to override Motsu Michavero Olivarai. Okay? And then Bali Tosis here discuss, and other Tosis in other places disagree. Tosis says, Midalokami Alohamani Sumchis Mash Midlo Hodor Mimad Ukma Belmeres Ba'aga. Lo Ivri Sumchis Alabishain Muksak Lola Zeb Lola Ze Abalhech the Muksak Moda Sumchis Bel Idach Lahavi Rai. That's the question. Sumchas says Mamun Amutu B'Safek Chokem and overrides Marakama. Right? But Pashtus, this is a discussion in the Rishonim too, Sumchas doesn't dismiss Marakama always. He just dismisses it in Mamun Amutu B'Safek, called Dror de Mamona. Okay. But what will Sumchas say if Sumchas overrides Marakama? Does he also override Motzim Mechaber Olav Raya, which is physical, right, when there's no Raya component to it? That's what Tosa is saying. Sumchas, you know, in light of Sumchas, are you going to say, oh, we have a better answer to the question, Velechsi Breshus Deman Kaima? Tosa says, no. There's a difference between Motzim Mechaber Olav Raya and Marakam. But other Bali Tosas and other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, Sumchas's objection, They're not necessarily equating Marakama and Motzim Mechavero Olav Araya physical, but they're saying, you know, both are vulnerable. That's an interesting question. Even the Chachamim who disagree with Sumchas, right, is that because, you know, they put more of a premium on Marakama, or if the debate extends further, they put more of a premium also on physical Motzim Mechaber Olav Araya, or is it because they're not impressed, you know, with the Dror de Mamona of Momen Amuta B'Safek? That also is a big machlokas harishon. It's important, you know, to know, per se. It's also important because, again, when our other gemaras or other sugyas that seem to debate, you know, the stature of a Marakama, Cheskas Marakama, B, physical Motzim Mechaver Olav Araya, by physical Motzim Mechaver Olav Araya, I mean as opposed to the one that's more, you know, a Birur. It's important to know, like, how does that have anything to do with Sumchas and the Chacham? Okay. Either way, what emerges is that there is something called physical Motzim Mechaver Olav Araya, and there's some question about what Sumchas's view is, and whether the debate between Sumchas and the Chachamim is only about Marakama, or it's about both, and whether it's about, the power of these, Shevaltasa type halachos, or it's really about the counter power of things like Dror the Mamona, and so on. Then you have another Gemara later on, as Tosfos already points out, and that's the Gemara in Kuftes Zayin Amud Beis, parallel. That Gemara, that Mishnah, Habayis V'Aliyah, what you have, Yorshim or Shutfim, right? And one of them lives in the attic or the top floor, the other in the bottom floor, but they're basically partners in the building. Habayis V'Aliyah Shel Shnayim, right? Shenaflu, the building fell apart. So Shneim Cholkin Beitzim Bavanim Baafar Beroin Elo Avanim, Hu Asuyos Lihishtaber Ima Echad Mamakim Mitzas Avanav Notlin Beolasom. So question, the question is, can you identify, the stones, the ones that broke, the ones that didn't break, meaning how are you going to, divide up the liability, the Din Torah, between the between the two, dwellers in the residence, the one on the top floor and the other floor. So once again, right, the Gemara here says, why don't you look at, where this ended up. One second. I think one has these number of questions. Right, v'lechsi rishus birshus man yasvan v'lehav idachamotzer mechaver olavaraya. Now again, this is a wall that fell down. Sound familiar? Yeah. What did you say? You blamed down the wind, not shoddy, architecture or building.
not in the engineering school.
What?
I'm not in the engineering school.
Okay, I hear that. Columbia. I hear that. That's like a branch of Yeshiva College. Okay. Motzei mechaver olav haraya. So the Gemara says, "Otzricha the yisvan bechatzer de travayim inami brishus harabim ibayseima shudfim b'chiyagavna lo kopti adadi kila." So again, once again, that's a situation where there's no birur, right? Objectively, it's impossible, to know. The motzei mechaver olav haraya here would be totally physical. But once again, the Gemara says that we're talking about a situation where either there is none, or, this is a key line, that since they're both shutfim, so even if it falls into one person's rishus and not the other, right? Shutfim b'chiyai gavna lo kapti adoni. Since they are partners in some respect in the building, therefore wherever the building pieces fall, there's no kpeda. Rashi explains normally, lo kapti adadi lemikni rishusa didei the afkure, right? Mafkele kochad rishusa legabe chavrei laniach sham chapatza. Okay, we'll see this is a very important line, especially for who? Akiva? The line about Shutfi Lokopti? Tos talks about it, correct. Tos talks about it. But it's even more important, Tos talks about it in one respect, but it's even more important for Yitzhak?
For the Riff of the Rimigash.
Correct. As we'll see, right, they think that implicitly that's what this whole sugi is about. And then we'll see that the Tosis Rid, hopefully, we'll see, challenges even the equation, right?
I didn't see the Tosis Rid.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that. That was on the Marm Kamas.
Where is the Tosis Rid?
Where is
the Tosis Rid? Because we were trying to find.
Oh, I didn't tell you where it was.
It was on our sheet, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. I think I did, and maybe that it wasn't written down. It's right. It's not printed in the regular Tosas Rid. It's in the Sefer Machria, Simen Chav, but in the set, the Tosas Rid with the footnotes, where they have one volume on Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, so they reproduced it there. I thought I said that when I, but otherwise it's the Sefer Machria. Okay, we'll get to it. Okay, good. So I'm just trying to show from the two sugyas in Baba Metzia, right, that you can have physical muchzokos or tfisa without raya, right, and there that is considered to be significant. Okay, similar to our Gemara, where the thing fell down. Either he took the materials into his own yard, or they fell into his own yard, right? And once again, we're weighing whether Motzim Chaver Levaraya would work. It has nothing to do with the Gemara's about, you know, Aksuki Inshi Begazlanusa, Lo Mechazkinan, or Chazaka Komash Atachas Yadav Reu Shalo, but has everything to do with those other sugyas. And Balitosis, who are the most skeptical of our Gemara and most have the most difficulty with it, also, as we'll see in a moment, begin by quoting, you know, these two Gemaras in Baba Metzia, you know, purposely, because they understand that that is the closest to justifying the problem here and the need for Lefikach. Okay, now, in addition to that, you know, we should just be, just background-wise, just be aware, you know, of a couple of other issues. So there is a concept of Tokfa Kohen, right? That's also sugya in Baba Metzia, the first parak. The Gemara has a discussion with Tokfa Kohen, Motzin Miyado or Lo Motzin Miyado. It came to have to be a famous case, and it's about a Kohen, but, you know, that throws a lot of people off. There's nothing to do with, you know, Kahuna. The application to some of the cases may have to do with Kahuna, but, you know, Petra Chamor and that kind of stuff, but that's not for now. But the bigger question is, what is Tokfa Kohen, Stephen?
There's a Sefek Bechor. That's supposed to go to the Kohen, but the Kohen's not supposed to take it because Moshe Amehavar Alvaraya. But if he takes it anyways, do we take it back from him and give it back to the original?
So basically, what it really means is, even though the case aside, and again, I'm not talking about the Psak issue now and the Rambam and so on, Rambam and Chuvas Haraj, but all the literature on it. But what's the issue of Tokfa Kohen, if you had to explain it?
If in a case of Moshe Amehavar Alvaraya, if the person can...
Or Suffolk,
the person's initiative can change the...
Exactly. Whether the initiative that changes Muxakos, or that creates Muxakos, is also effective. Like, what would be the Svara? Why would you think that, you know, Tokfa Kohen, Ein Motzi Miyada, which may be the Psak of the Ramban, others... Right? Like, why would you think that? Ein motzi miyado. The answer is, it's a very extreme case of kiva.
The procedural is a physical
motzakos. Physical motzakos. Meaning, if the idea is, like, you know, sheval taisa adif, so you could make a case for the fact that creating new facts on the ground, right, initiating, you know, a new sheval ta, assuming that that's the case, obviously, you know, is effective. Meaning right now, well, this is suffix, right? So obviously, I can't steal from somebody and then say, ha-ha, motzi mechaver levaraya, you know. But I'm not stealing where we have a suffix, right? So if we go from suffix, if I, in a state of suffix, if I initiate a new tvisa, you know, can I then say, well, you don't know that I'm wrong, so prove it. That's the principle of Tokfa Kohen, Ein motzi in miyad. That's a very strong physical tvisa. Okay? And again, it's interesting that while Tosas doesn't quote that at all, but Rabbi Yonah discusses it here, the Rajba discuss it here, they think it's very relevant. Okay? Why wouldn't you say takfakoin motzi miado? Why would you say, in other words, I'm not, why wouldn't you say ein motzi? Why would you say motzi in? In that way? A range of reasons. Minakal lakame. The most important one might be.
There's no. He told you, but there's no raya that it's his.
Exactly. Number one, it's certainly another example. You know, maybe even a stronger example. Well, not stronger, but it's another case of motzi mechaver olav araya. You know, which is purely physical, where there's no raya whatsoever. Okay, but then you should say, oh, it's like velechsi, you know, brishusa, you know, who's brishusa? Maybe it's no different than. You know, then Bab Metzia Daf Kuf and Bab Metzia Daf Kuf Tazayin. Right? But it seems like it's worse than that. I would say at least on two levels. How would you say?
First of all, it's not just a suffix like who belongs to, it was in the rishus of the Mar Kama. So in the sum, we should assume that it belongs to him.
Okay. And let's say it wasn't. Okay, well, that, again, we have to. That depends on how you understand that case, but so let's leave that for now. But okay. Even if it was, let's say, Suffolk, is this worse than Bab Metzia, Daf Kuf and Kuf Tazayin, Akiva? Sorry. It's what? Oh. Two things. Number one, it's tfisa la'achar shenolad asafek. There's already a safek. And even if you want to say sheval taisa adif, where the safek is nolad, you know, after the tfisa, right? Once, you know, you're relating to it as safek, the idea that then we create new, you know, sheval tases, you know, is highly problematic. And we'll see that factor, even though that factor is going to play an important role in Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rajba. Although again, figuring out how to apply that concept, what's considered tfisa la'achar leidas hasafek, and what's considered tfisa lifnei leidas hasafek. What does leidas hasafek really mean? Okay, so let them make it clear. In the Tukva Koyin case, it's clear because they're already in the middle of a din Torah. Right, so there's no question that the safek is already raging. So as a solution to a already existing formal din Torah on the safek, that's not going to work. Right? However, there might be other cases where you can trace the safek back to an earlier point, you know. But that doesn't mean you already were treating it as a safek. Or there could be cases where, you know, you could play, you know, scenarios in your head where, you know, had there been a detour, you would have, what would the guy likely have said? How do those factors play in? So that's going to be a big issue in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba's discussion of the topic. Very more subtle things. How do you define that? But there's also another reason why Tukva Koyin Motzi and Miyado, even if you wanted to avoid the question of, you know, Tfisa Lacha Leidas HaSafek, maybe. Kyle, what do you think? Simkaleb? What's another factor, maybe?
Maybe the fact that it could have been used originally both of them.
Say again? No, forget about the wall. We're talking Tukva Koyin, I'm saying. But in other words, whether we're trying to figure out a good paradigm or not. Tani?
Is there a suffix in Yonah?
Say again?
Is there a suffix in Yonah?
Well, and again, no. So that's kind of what Akiva was saying. I mean, it's Tisa Lachar HaSafek. That's true. But it's also, in addition to being, there might be a difference between, yeah.
I think we said last time that it's gzela, it's a brazen act in bezin.
Yeah, there might be a difference between, you know, a tfisa mimela la'achar asafek, the wind, the bad architecture, whatever it was. That's my fingerprints or not. I didn't do this. Maybe I should still benefit from Sheval Tai Sa'ad. Right? that might be different than when I, you know, I, the Kumbase, create a new Shevaldasa. I can't create a new Shevaldasa. That doesn't mean that even Lachar Leda Sasafek, maybe a new Shevaldasa reality can't exist. Now, is it the initial, I can't initiate, you know, my own Shevaldasa, or is it also just, it's an illegal, is it the illegality of the action, because I'm a Goslin, or at least I'm, you know, this is something that's also for me to do, and therefore, you know, tfisa shelo kehilchasa lo shma tfisa? Or is it just the, as I said, the initiation itself? That would also be a question. Yeah.
There's also the chilek of bari versus shema, because the coin only has a ton of shema, like Tosis of Siva says.
Right. That already has to do more with, like, weighing what are you taking it from? What status are you taking it out of? Right? Is it Zakus? Is it Safek? Is it Bari Vishema? Right? Okay. But a similar thing, also another similar comparison. Yeah.
Interesting. This is why the Gemara first has two answers: either that it fell down or that somebody took it in Bavavasra.
Could be. Paninu.
Yeah. It says
the paninu, of course, is not illegal. Right? It's not talk for Kohen. In the middle of the after the Din Torah started, but that's a great point, right? But it is different between Nefila Me'atzma and he himself took the initiative. Again, he took the initiative claiming, you know, that he had a right to take the initiative. But the number one, there's no, you know, as I say, it's less than Takva Kohen, but it's certainly more than Nafa Me'ela, right? Okay. And another example, this we're going to we'll leave it with this. Another in the range is the Gemara's in the beginning of Bav Metzia, namely Shnayim Oksim Betalis. You know, and more particularly, what aspect of that, David? You have Shnayim Oksim Betalis, good. Or if other situations, what institution? Also is relevant to this question of physical motzi mechaver of olivaraya, seemingly without biur of any sort, and the question of, well, okay, but now there's a new reality on the ground. But this case, again, not me'elav, but through his own initiative. But not his own initiative, you know, like paninu, you know, where maybe there's no, you know, fight about it, but Josh?
I'm going to guess called Elam Dvar.
Yeah, which Tosis already discusses. Right. And other Rishonim, Rajba, and others as well. Namely, called Elam Gavar. Now, again, it's Yadua Umafursam. You know, that there are, you know, the famous, although it's very much more, you know, complex than people give credit, and that is the Shita of the Rush. Right. The Rush in Bava Basra, in Bava Metzia, in his Tshuva, if you put them all together, kind of underscores the complexity. The Rush works very hard to explain that Kol Da'alim Gavar is a kind of a biur. Like, you know, you're more tenacious, you know, about things that you, you know, that are really yours. Psychologically, it's a very fascinating idea. But, you know, what exactly do we mean by that is a little more complicated. Again, I don't know if we're going to get that. That's, you know, it's a sugya in the beginning of Bamatzian, the sugya in Hahu Arva, as Tosis points out, here on Daf Lamed Dalid in Cheskas Tabath, in Bava Basra. So the Rush thinks that there's an element of Birur, you know, and you know, like a solution, you know, through Kol Da'alim Gavar. Not that might makes right, but that, you know, might sometimes, or tenacity, you know, there's like a certain righteous indignation, you know, to taking, you know, extreme action. It's a dangerous idea. I mean, it's certainly true sometimes, and of course there are other reasons why people, you know, take the law, you know, in their own hand. Not always because, you know, they're passionate about, you know, truth and justice. Sometimes they're just machmir and being, you know, like a scoundrel. But either way, the Rush explains that Kol Dalam Gavar has a birur element to it. But certainly the majority view is that Kol Dalam Gavar is a change in status quo. And it, you know, shifts the burden of evidence. That's why the parameters of it, you know, are very important. Is it only a case when there's no tfisa, when shneim einam tofsim? You know, what about the dror de mamona factor in kol dalam gavar? You know, etc. But on the, it certainly belongs on the list of physical tfisas, right, that mostly, Rosh aside, don't have a bira component, you know, and that kind of test this burden of evidence idea of motzi mechaber. Okay, good. So that's mostly, you know, what I wanted to just, you know, sketch. And having done that, so now let's go into the actual product. Okay, so let's just start with the Tosis. This is a very interesting Tosis. Let's start with Tosis and the Rif and see them kind of as the two extremes in a way, and then see how the other Rishonim stack up. Okay. Now, Shai, go ahead. Pirish the Pirish. So, Lefikach.
Yeah. Lefisha Bonim Akota Bakorchom. Oh, Mishim de Hikniz Elazelas as good to the listener Kama. Ukhon de Yadula no Adain de Zelkhan Shikniz Elazel.
These are all different reasons why, you know, there's a compelling reason to think that they did this together, either because we know that they were cooperating or because they're forced to cooperate. That part, you know, there are some discussion in the Rishonim about it, in particular about Shutfus, right, She'ena Nitenis L'chaluka, where you need a Ratzon, and where you think, oh, but the Ratzon may have been contingent, right, upon, you know, satisfying my, I mean, one side's, interest. Does that qualify here or not? But that I think is more of a marginal. It's an interesting argument. Again, halacha lemaisa might be important, but I think conceptually that's more of a marginal argument. So we're going to skip that in the interests of moving forward. But basically, what Tosfos is saying is that lefikach is about a compelling reason, right, to think, you know, that they were dealing with a partnership here. Okay, good. Now comes the key word, the key issue.
Bim Tomar, my irya mishum debon nekotu bal korcham. Elav hachi nami habishal shneihem. Afilu nafal rishosu dechad minayu.
Which, of course, is incorporating the Gemara.
Kevin de ein chazes lo lezeh ve lo lezeh. Ki de parik bu Gemara gabi biko lo yase chazes lo lezeh ve lo lezeh.
So Tosfos already, again, you know, you have to read these things sometimes several times, and then in the light of the other Rishonim to pick up on it. But Tosfos is already basically going out on a limb, at least in my opinion. Why? Because, as we'll see in a moment, there's nothing in the Gemaras about the Chazis which necessarily leads you to this issue or conclusion. Tosfos says, oh, if there was, you know, such an issue, such a problem, then, you know, the Gemara kind of had a better thing to explain, you know, in the Chazis case. Okay, that's a ha'ara. You know, it's not a raya. Okay, so it's not the strength of that question that's motivating Tosfos here. Clearly, what's motivating, as we'll see, is the conviction based on his conceptual understanding of motzi mechaber olav haraya. Right, that motzi mechaber olav haraya doesn't apply at all in this particular type of case, and therefore, even absent whatever lefikach brings to the table, and therefore even in the context of bika, right, where you don't have lefikach, even there, you should not be saying motzi mechaber olav haraya. You know, when the wind or the architecture or whatever it is responsible, and it's just coincidence, you know, that the stones happen to fall on my side of the border. Okay, go ahead.
We have the half, the nafal rishoso, my parich,
This is again what I've, again, I will make it clear. I'm not dismissing the Ha'ara. What I'm saying is it's not like there's a Gemara against, you know, what we're saying here. There's, oh, if you're going to take it Kipshuto, then there would be a better way to, or an alternative, you know, in that Gemara. That's a weaker kind of a question. Okay, keep going. So again, why is he quoting? I want to make our Hakdama work for us, right? Why is he quoting these two sugyas? There are plenty of other gemaras of Motzi Mechavero Olav Araya, right? Or Tvisa. The answer is because these are the sugyas, right, which seem to reinforce the concept, right, that there really is a tfisa or a chazaka or a motzi mechavero olav araya that is purely physical. Right? Because there's no evidence, there's no biur there either. Hayne mishum.
Hayne mishum.
So now, oh, wait a second. So if indeed that is why he's quoting it, he's saying, oh, you're going to tell me that motzi mechavero olav araya applies even when it's not mevarer, and it's only a physical reality, and we see that from these other sugyas, and therefore indeed we do need lefikach to override, and shouldn't work in a dukkah. That's what you're going to tell me. So now we have to be really careful to see why wouldn't we say that? Right? It sounds good. Okay, go ahead.
Haynu mishum dehasa mitchila mevurer haya hadavar.
We'll get to Afil Rabban the Sukkos in a second. So this is, of course, kind of very similar to what Akiva, right, said before. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, I'm going to go look at each one, they say it, I think, a lot more. They say it in slightly different ways, and it could be nafka mina. Either way, I just think it's interesting. You know, the different formulations are interesting. Maybe we'll do them actually right now, very quickly. And it's clear that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba are working off Tosis. Again, you know, the Rajba is clearly, you know, but Rabbeinu Yonah also they were familiar with, and clearly they're you know, very much impacted by the whole perspective of Bali Tosis. But this is basically saying that what? That the latest Hasafek here already existed. This is Tfisa Lachar latest Hasafek. Correct? Again, it's not like Tukva Kohen exactly. Why do they quote Tukva Kohen? Right? I think they didn't quote Tukva Kohen because you can always say, you know, two things. Number one, you know, Tukva Kohen is an illegal act. Number two, it's a personal, you know, Yitziras HaShev Al Tasa, if you want to go. It's a Kuvase to make a Shev Al Tasa. Right? Which here, wait, Paninu might be that, but certainly Nafalakosa was not that. But I wonder whether there also isn't a recognition that there could have been a chiluk between, you know, applying the principle, and this is what I mean about subtlety, applying the principle of tfisa la'achar leidus asafek, you know, in different cases. In the case of Tukva Kohen, you already really have a din Torah, right? And in the context of that din Torah, right, you have this egregious, you know, Kuba said this, you know, this effort to hijack and to rewrite, you know, the status quo. So in addition to the fact that it's a kumbase and that it's also illegal, right, there's also, it also comes on the heels of an explicit, you know, suffake, Whereas, in this particular case, there's no whiff, necessarily, of a din Torah before the Avanim end up in the Rishus of Shimon. Right? So, it's more a question of, well, had there been a question, right, we would have, you know, meaning the means for the question, the basis for the question, which is, oh, whose, you know, bricks are these? Like, who paid for this wall? Would have been, had there been a din Torah, right, would have been solved, you know, all things being equal, you know, by saying Achloku. That's why Tosis is assuming that this is Tfisa La'achar Leidus HaSafek. But you can't compare that to actual Tukva Kohen, where there actually is a Machlokas and a Safek. Here there's an outside chat. Until you know that there's a Machlokas, right, the presumption is that there's Yachloku, and therefore that, you know, this is in defiance of that. But we don't know it for certain, and it hasn't been established. So maybe in the subtle question of kumvase to create a Sheval Tase, or even defining Tfisa Lacha Leidus HaSafek, maybe there's a difference between when there actually is a Din Torah and a Safek, right? And when we're projecting the default of what, you know, of how we perceive it, you know, in a hypothetical that actually wasn't a Din Torah. So what I'm suggesting basically is there's no quote of Tukva Kohen here, because number one, Tukva Kohen may be different on the level of, you know, a Maisa Veira, a personal initiative, that even from the perspective of Tfisa Lacha Leidus HaSafek, which Tosis thinks applies in our case, there's still a difference between the two. Eitan, go ahead.
Yeah, but in terms of the Leidus HaSafek not being like concrete, you could have taken a couple over in the other direction for Tosis, that if you were all aiming to the other there, so then Kalapoma in this case for the Leidus HaSafek is not real.
If you would hold Ein Motzien Miyado, right, then certainly it wouldn't be a problem here. Like, I think Ramban holds that way, actually. The Ein Motzien Miyado. So then, yeah, but I'm assuming that the majority view, which is that Tukva Kohen Motzien Miyado. So I'm saying, why didn't Tosis just quote, which we'll see in a moment, the Rabbin Yonah and the Rajba do quote Tukva Kohen Motzien Miyado. The Rajba even quotes, in a certain context we'll see in a moment, a bigger chiddush in a way. Asher? What does he quote? Another Gemara that I should have mentioned. Well, did I? No. Rajba, not Rabbin Yonah. Like, I think there's a gradation here. I'm still trying to build a picture. Anybody? A quasi-shocking, another Cheskes Habatim reference. Yeah, we're kind of already learning Cheskes Habatim, you know? Josh? Aaron? See the Rajma? Oh, okay. So everybody for Thursday, make sure to see these so we can really finish it off. Yehuda? Get a chance? Yossi? Yonatan? Steven?
Is there Michelle Rosa?
No, no. We'll get to that. A shocking one. Another Cheskes Habatim, another famous sugya in Cheskes Habatim. Even more famous, maybe, than Kol Da'alam Gavar. Wow. What could be more famous than Kol Da'alam Gavar? Maybe the most famous sugya in Matan. What?
Godra?
No, Godra, say all quote. That, I think Godra's a little more innocuous of a quote. We'll get to that in a minute. Tosis quotes that too. New? Say louder. Naskad Rababa. Right, for Cheskes Habatim aficionados, right? Do we agree that that's maybe the most sugyan, most famous sugyan Cheskes Habatim? Is there more? Is there a more famous sugya than Gaskadra Baba? Usaskadra? What would you say it was? I mean, if somebody wants to argue, I mean, I'm open. I just want to know what you think is more. Like, do we all agree that the most famous Ran is the one in the Darim about Mimimino?
Or about beginning
of the Or that's like the maybe the second. Okay, anyways. So, shockingly, the Rajba, you have the line?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to the Rajba again inside, but I'll explain what I mean in a minute.
Just the line before he quotes.
First he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah and he quotes. I'll probably pick them out in a second, but they quote to talk for Karim. Do you have a line about Tisnaskud or Obama? Then I'll get both of them in a second.
Yeah. Hare zeh kekli ha-nimtza beveso shal Ruvein, u'bashim en va-hutzio misham be'edim, sha'adin nosin shemutzin oso miyado matzirin oso l'Ruvein. V'zeh u'din asla be'ed yaba.
Yeah.
V'af al-pi shalo nachuku aleh mitchila mikomakum kivin shebershusa shal Ruvein hayu,
Okay, so he's kind of doubling back. What is Naskar Baba? What is Naskar Baba? Sorry. I'm just doing this. I'm a little hyper. But what's the... No, Zoom isn't the same. Yeah.
I think it's like Ruben's salt. Ruben has Shimon's wine or whatever, and Shimon says that he took it, like Shimon said it was his, and
he said, what are you doing with my watch?
Yes,
and Reuven says, yeah, I so Reuven says, in, you know, Reuven says, no, it goes like this, you said it right, Reuven, no, go ahead, Reuven, Shimon says, give me back my thing, and Reuven says,
Shimon brings one aid that says he took it, and Reuven says, yeah, I took it, but it was mine, and then they say, well, we can't potter him, because you should have to take a shlua because there's one aid.
Very difficult to.
I can't mechayev him because there's only one aid, and we can't take a shlua either because he can't be kofor l'hada.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. In other words, Reuven says Shimon stole my watch. Shimon just grabbed my watch. Okay. And there's an eid echad who was there. And Shimon said, instead of saying I didn't grab his watch, if he had said I didn't grab my watch, he'd just take a shlua for the eid echad, and that would be the end of it. It'd be potter. Right? But Reuven said, no, he's telling the truth. In chatfi, right? How does the next words go? Vididi chatfi. But I was not stealing his watch, I was recovering my own watch. So the Gemara says, that's mitok sheni chalashavim sham. Very difficult sugya. So why is that mitok sheni chalashavim sham? Why can't he just take the shua? Why won't we let him take the shua? That's the, you know, means he can't take the shrua, which is obligated, and therefore that is converted, whatever that means, into a chiyuv mam. Why can't he take the shrua? That's a $1,000 question. Okay? So, the way some girsos in the Gemara have the girsa, or if they don't have the girsa, they have the explanation that what?
Yes, I think he has to be called
the call,
but he admitted
that he's a gazlan. Right, that's what Tosas quotes, that he's a goslin, right? And therefore, you know, he can't take, once he says in chatfi, so he's admitting that he's a goslin. Well, why is he a goslin? He's saying, I've grabbed back, you can't take back your own watch? No, because koma shetachas yadadam arei shalo. Right? But there's a kind of a catch 22, you know, in all of that. Right? Because he claims he's not a goslin. He also had a migu. He could have said, you know, lahadam, I didn't grab it. And he really believed with the shua. So let him take the shua and tell under oath what happened. No. He's according to Tosas, he's puzzled me. Right, he's puzzled from taking the shvua because he's an admitted goslin because of the what's that based on? Kazaka koma shetach sevad varei shalom. Right, and that's what's quoted a little bit by Tosas and Bab Metzia when Tosas and Bab Metzia wants to explain shnayim oksim betalis. So the view of the Bali Tosas is when shnayim oksim betalis, the chalukah is a chalukah zvadai, because we're non-sahadi that each one owns half. So they quote the din of Nasgur Ababa, you know, because the tfisa proves that you're an owner. So actually, in the Moser of Kook Rajba, I saw that he points it out. He quotes a whole bunch of Achronim there on the bottom. But you don't even need that. So it should be Nasgur Ababa is not a status quo motzi michaveh alav araya. It's a birur, you know, motzi mitzvah michaveh alav araya. It's a chazaka kol ma shetachas yadom areis shelo. Even then it's tamua, because there's a certain catch 22 in it. Meaning, all things being equal, we say you're a goslin. But he wants to explain that he's not a goslin, which I think is why it's acceptable somewhat for the Rajba to quote this, because it is a birur and it's not a birur. Right? Anyways, so, yeah, these are all cases. Again, the birur part of it, that's what I think the Rajba is trying to say, is kind of neutralized because from the birur point of view, let him take the shrua. Right? But the din, namely, of admitting that he changed the status quo, right, himself, illegally, because he's really supposed to come to court. That's a part of maybe the sugya of, you know, whether he's allowed to be done din liatzmo, abedin dino delafshe or not. But, you know, that's a whole question. Can you steal, you know, ben bagbag, right? Can you steal back your own object? So it's a tricky, well, hopefully we'll get to it. Good. Let's continue with Tosis. So that's also the idea that Tvisa in Shnayim Ochsim is Vadai, and it's an Ansadi. And the din of Rab Abba, that he's a Gazlan in Chotvi, and he can't be Nishba, according to the Rishonim who have that understanding. There are others, I think Rashi and the Rambam read Nasgur Rab Abba in a totally different way. Totally different way. I hope we'll get to it. But that's the way the Bali Tosis read it. You have it? What is it? Lamed Daled? Here, so we go ahead. Just read it very quickly, just to get it on the record, since the Rajba brings it. He's the only one who brings it. The Rajba. Think.
I was reading the Gemara from the Gemara Lam Gimel Beis.
Yeah.
Just for a second. Rabbi Abba, that who gaver the chata mischa michavre, also the kamei of Ami, have yosef Rabbi kamei, I see chad sada the mischa chat famine. So Amar Le in chati di di chati. So Amar Rabbi Ami, heifin in that nuah.
This is the gear so that we have in our text. Havale Gazlan. It doesn't say Gazlan, it says Kigazlan, but right? And therefore the conclusion is Amalei Rababa. Yeah. So Tosis here, is it here? Where Tosa says, yeah, he's like, they got that they have these different girsos, yeah. Tomer of Lehem the Bishrua, right? The big Tosas?
Yeah.
The Maid Amar Didi Chatvi, and Migudi Bayamar Lo Chatvi. Yeah, they always quote that one on Davayin, that you, if you want to incorporate the Shvua, that's part of the Migu.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that now because we don't need to, but okay. Go ahead. Also in those. Chosh, yeah, you can skip. So, one second. Yeah, the Omari.
Oh,
this is the one. This is not it. No. One second. Where's the line that I want? Yeah. Is it here or it's the one in the Shavua? So let me type in. Uh, Tosfos defends the, I'm not sure, it could be it's not in this one, some of the other ones. Okay, again, I don't want to get too caught up in it, but Tosfos thinks that this is basically in violation of the din of Tfisa. Okay, I don't see it in this one. Second. Let's answer this question. Okay, let's leave it for now. Tosin beginning of Babitzia, Tosin the other Tosin, Tosin Shavuos, they all say that. Good. So let's get back to Artosis. So Artosis, I think, doesn't quote Tokfa Karin for good reason, doesn't quote Rab Abba for good reason. Again, mostly it's Birur. The Rajba does quote it. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba both quote Tokfa Karin. Okay, go ahead. But it does, Tosis does quote Koldam Gavar, we'll see. Go ahead. Afil Rabbanan de Simchas. So you might have thought that since they think even a Marakama against Dvora de Mamona wins, so maybe they believe in a, you know, more powerful, pragmatic, you know, Sheval Taisa Adif Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya, because they say it even about Marakama. Go ahead.
Hacha modu came into leka hacha chazaka lezeh yoter milazeh.
That's in a case where the chazaka, to begin with, is stronger. But here, it's equal. Go ahead.
Hilkacha filu naf lershusa dechad minayu lo yavsi de'acher kocho.
That's a good line. That's an important line. Meaning, what you're trying to say, that tfisa la'achar leidus asafek. Why does Tfisa Lacha Leda Safek not work? It could be many reasons. You could say it's a Loshma Tfisa, because Tfisa is, you know, the way you look at the parties at the moment of the Safek. Right? Or just what Tosis is saying is you can't take away somebody's right, you know, on the basis of an initiated or on the basis of a physical Tfisa. He already had rights. That's what the Safek, the Kfar Leidas HaSafek establishes. So you want to take away his rights through a physical, purely physical Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya? That's not, the idea of purely physical Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya is what? Sheval Taisa Adin. The burden of proof, if you want to change things, is on you. But that's not what's happening here. We're talking about whether a physical reality can be used to negate or deny a right that the other person already has. Right? That's different than, oh, the burden of proof is on you. Or the burden of proof is on you if nobody has rights. You want to change? You want to initiate a change? Bevakasha. Bring me a raya. But this person already has rights in half. So what we're essentially saying is that, you know, in addition to the question, oh, maybe Loshma Tfisa, we're saying, no, it's Tfisa. But that physical koach, you know, which is fine to say Sheval Tasa for, is not going to increase the rights, the actual rights of the Tofes, or decrease the rights of the other fellow. That's what Tosis said. Very important Tosis. Maybe there is such a thing in the halacha. Not Tokfa Koyin, because they don't pass him that way. So you're not gonna, I was saying Tokfa Koyin before the other way, meaning, why does he bring it as a raya? Okay, I was trying to explain that. Or Naskarababa. Now he's saying, oh, but maybe there is a raya the other way, that physical tfisa can take away somebody's rights, or can work after leidas hasafek, or you can reward even, you know, egregious behavior, and it'll still be considered tfisa, an effective tfisa. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a raya from called Alim Gavar. Okay, the Hoda lo Amar.
Hoda lo Amar, hacha called Alim Gavar.
There's a difference. You know, the drawer de mamona means, what? Who cares whether there's drawer de mamona? Here, for this issue. What would you say, Stephen?
Whether or not, I thought drawer de mamona in the other case was whether or not it's necessarily true that it belongs to either of them.
Right, what we're saying, Tosis just finished explaining why does he think, and again, I don't think this has to be the only explanation. Why does he think that tfisa la'akar ledes ha-safek, right, doesn't work? He's saying why? Because it's not a question of Sheval Tase. I mean, I'm adding words a lot. It's a question of, you know, you want to be mevatel koach acher, right, through Sheval Tase. You can't do that. So what I think he's saying is, in the case of Kol Dalem Gavar, it's true it's tfisa la'akar ledes ha-safek. But that might have been reasoned in its own right. Right, but it's not neutralizing or negating the other person's koach or right, because there's no drawer de mamona. Right, it's safek v'safek, basically, from our point of view. Meaning, he doesn't have any rights. So it is a case of tfisa la'akar ledes ha-safek. Again, the Rosh will tell you, it's birur. Right. Others will tell you, others will circumscribe this case even more. Tosis is saying, as long as there's no drawer of the mamona, right, so then the physical Sheval Tase, you know, the burden is on you, makes sense. Right? If there had been drawer of the mamona, we wouldn't say it. Because then you're taking away, you know, he's a baldavar here, below tanaseim yesh safek bebezdin, kind of an idea. Right? Go ahead. So basically, what's the upshot of Tosis? I know this is taking a long time, but what is the upshot of Tosis? Tosis is going through some of the cases, not all, with the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba. It's significantly expanded. And Tosis is saying, don't get so enamored about physical tvisa. Right? Physical tvisa, which is not a raya, has limit. It works, but it has limited impact, and it shouldn't have impact in this case because there's already, and this is also an assumption, right, a safek, even though there was no actual din Torah, and there are already, therefore, schuyos or kochos, and therefore it can't do that, and therefore why do you need lefikach? That's Tosis's sheet, a very hardcore limitation on motzei mechaver alav arayah. Okay, so what does the lefikach do? Number one, that's a very interesting line, right? I mean, it's like inspiring, but Tosis says that's what they meant when they said pshita. They meant everything we just said, namely, what do you think? Of course, you know, of course, the din Torah has to be, you know, chaluka. Okay. It appears for kuntres. Half of it is in Rashi. Go ahead.
The afilu lo psik lo andina de masnisin shemitchila ben shnei masa uha ba korcham.
Even if there was no lefikach,
hayuchokin b'shave ve afilu de nafal reshus dechad minayu kede mochach gabi bika.
Oh, so he's comparing it to bika, right? Now, what's the story in bika? So far, Tosis is saying that what Tosis is saying would apply to Bika too. All things being equal, from a motzi mechaver alav arayah problem, Tosis thinks there's no difference between Bika and Chatzer. Meaning the Kfiya has zero to do with the bigger question of physical tvisa against Leina Sasafek, I'm sorry, tvisa lacha Leina Sasafek, or being bevatel koach ha'acher. We'll see, again I'm cheating, but Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, who are very influenced by Tosis, but who are fine-tuning in a very subtle way some of these issues, they part company with Tosis on this one. We'll see in a moment. I'm going to go to them next, actually. meaning they, or maybe I'll just mention the riff and then we'll go to the next. But they think that gufa in this question, what constitutes tfisa lacha leidus hasafek, that's where lefikach plays a role in this subtle question. Namely, there wasn't a din Torah, right? And how do you know if you went to them, if the claim was made at the time? Let's say Reuven, you know, came to court and said, oh, by the way, I just wanted on record, you know, that I'm the one who built the wall, not Shimon. Even in Kotzer. It's possible that Shimon would have said true. Right? As opposed to Kolom Gavar even, or Tukva Kohen cases, where they're already on record that there's a Din Torah. Of course, you know, it's likely that that's not what would have happened. So what we're going to see, I'm giving out the secrets, is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, quite brilliantly, integrate Lefikach into this subtle question of, you know, where do we draw the line in defining something as Tfisa Lacha Leidus HaSafek, when there actually hasn't been a Din Torah. And what they argue is, you know, because of the kfiya element, we don't even consider the possibility that you know, that maybe one side built this wall. They're not arguing that if somebody came to court and said it, the other guy could have said yes. Not impossible. But that is, there's no leidus hasafek. That there's no leidus hasafek, right? But in Bika, even if we don't know, and there's only a wall in between two people, but because there's no lefikach, right? There's more of a safek. What would happen if one person? There's more likelihood that it's unilateral, because it doesn't need to be reciprocal. Since there's more of a safek, therefore, even though had each one claimed then what they're claiming now, so why not say, oh, Igoli Muslim Afreya, that's what they would have said. But it's not considered lach or lias a safek. That's their Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba. We'll see in a moment. And then the Rajba goes even further, wondering whether there's a difference between the Abadim and the Makom. Fine-tuning it even more, and then fine-tuning it even more in the case of, like, what would happen if, like, the stones first fell in Reuven's Rishos, right? And Shimon pulled them over to his part, and then we heard about the whole thing afterwards. So we'll get that in a second as well. Okay, so what is Tosis going to do with Lefika? Since they don't integrate it into this whole thing. Go ahead. Either way, so how they're reading the Gemara? No, even Bika's the same. Umishani.
Well, tzricha de nafal rishosu dechad minayhu. Perish vishahu rishosu harbe.
Okay, so let's just for the record. What do you think about this, Shai?
It's surprising.
I mean, it's bedochak. It's a hechatimtzi. Again, chalila, that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's not for me to say. I'm always trying to point out on these things is that Tosus' legal conviction about this issue of the limitation of physical tfisa is so strong that it leaves him, you know, in a Holmesian way, or a Doyle way, let's say Holmesian way, you know, with almost no choice but to assume that there's some hechatimtzis here that we don't know about. Because the legal ramifications don't allow for the shot. Correct? So what's the case? That the show by Harbe, well, what's the point of the show Harbe? Because the Gemara, which is going to be key to the Rif, but for a different reason, Yitzchak says what? The Gemara in Abayis Valiya, the Shiptim Lokapti Adadi. So Shiptim Shutfim Lokapti Adadi, there's not even Tfisa. It also says, there's Tfisa here. I'm not denying that. We'll see, that's ironic because that's where the Rif is going to get his extreme other view of denying the whole thing. Okay, go ahead. But it's a hechatimsi. Show b'shusay harbe. Okay, and therefore,
Maladitema Kim in the show, Virshaso Harbe, Nehimne, Shaasua Kula, Migo, Dibay Omar Mim Khalakhtia.
Wow. Tosis turned the whole Gemara. When the Gemara's whole discussion and the whole impact of Lefikach is all Hechatimtzis. Things that are not in the text at all. Meaning, the case is a case, Hechatimtzi, where the stuff was sitting there for a long period of time. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. A. B. Sitting there a long period of time could still be Shutfilokapti Adadi, for all we know. Is there a statute of limitation on Shutfilokapti Adadi? Tosa says, yes. He doesn't tell us what it is, but he says, it is, there is, and this is overtime. So not only is it sitting for a while, it's sitting long enough that it overrides what we till now didn't know was the statute of limitation. Okay. Again, I'm not trying to cast doubt on Tosis. What I'm trying to show is the depth of his conviction about the limits of physical tfisa and the assumption that this is really lacha leidus hasafek. The conviction that the din of tfisa lacha leidus hasafek doesn't work and that this is a case of it. Not only in chatzer, but even in Bika, this is a packed Tosis. It sounds like there's a little shock of Ataria, but you break it down, it's extraordinary. Okay. So what are we saying? The whole, in addition to the things I just said, right? So this shock of Ataria of the Gemara is really about an invisible case. What's the invisible case? A tainus migu. What really happened here was the stuff is sitting in Shimon's Rishus, right? It's sitting there for such a long period of time that he has a migu di bay amar lakachti, right? Right? Neman lomar, that's the question, banisi. So the sugya has nothing to do with Motzi Mechaber Alav Araya and Tvisa. That's all a Hechatimtzi for an invisible discussion whether there's a Migu de Lakuach Ubiyadi. Every step of this is Kedra. Every step of this is a Hechatimtzi. Correct? Keep going. Bayanema Mishum to show Harbe. Go ahead.
Yeah, for God, the Umbrecha Bayis of Aliyah. The Shutfin look happy adadi. Hacha Mari the show Yoter Mikide Regilis. The Adu Mishum the Shutfin and Uloyak Bidu ad Ola.
But there's no statute of limitations. And now we have Godros, because also Godros and Lem Chazaka.
Below Domu, the Godr to Enlem Chazak, Lefisha and Yadur Biad Mihem.
Yeah, there's no nothing to begin. Here there isn't. It isn't as Rishus. It's just that it's not a Biror.
Abahacha lo Hayelo Lahasho, so called Rishus.
Kamash Malan.
Kamash Malan.
So now we still have to explain what's the Lefikach.
Kamash Malan. Kevin to me. Karga al shneim hayilasos lo mehem and lo mar shehu asa hakol demigo b'makom eidim.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
The Anan Sahadi shelo asa levada. Kevin shaya yachol lidchok es chaveiro b'din shaya osa ima.
Wow. Meaning, well, the Lefikach here has nothing to do with the physical tvisa. The Shach Levitari, the Gemara, has nothing to do with the physical Tvisa. As far as the physical Tvisa is concerned, it is a non-factor, both in Chatzer and in Bika, because there's a din of Tvisa Lachaleinus HaSafek, which disqualifies it, and even though there was actually no befall in Torah, right, and in theory, had there been a discussion, there's nothing that necessarily contradicts this fellow's claim, it's considered to be la'achar leidus hasafek anyway. Bein b'chatzer, bein b'beka. Aye, so what's a lefikach? The answer is lefikach is to teach you that in the hechatimtzi, that the stuff stayed a long time, that it's over the, that there is a limitation statute, that this is over it, and that he claims, I bought this avanim, this material. Well, I'm sorry, he could have claimed I bought the material, but he's really saying, Banisi esakosa levadi, you should know, lefikach. that it's very powerful, powerfully likely, ad kedei kach that it's migu b'makom edus, migu b'makom anan sadi. The whole words, the fikach and the gemara, are about a totally different topic, with many assumptions along the way. Of course, there's also an assumption that Lefikach is an Anan Tzadi. But what about Bika? Oh, the answer is Bika will be different. But Bika's not going to be different in a case Stam. Right? Stam Bika case will be like the Chatzar case. Namely, there's no Motzi Mechavar Levaraya at all. If in a Bika, the guy says, you know, Ani Banisi, and it's La'achar Shahus Hazman, and he says, you should believe me, Migu Dibai Amar Lakachti, right? Then in a Bika, that'll work, because it's not against Anan Sadi. Go ahead. Abba Bikim Show.
Abba Bikim Show, Harbe Hayanama Loma Shasab Migu Dibai Amar Lakachtiya. Bahai Shinuya.
In Elam Avanim, of course, Abba Mokam Akosoli Olam Shita Shakalkim. Because the whole migu has nothing to do with the makom, so that's I did the knock and avon and knock and makom. Makom's not even part of the story, right? If this was about motzi mechaver olav araya, it could have been about the makom, right? He's saying I built the it's my bricks, and it's also my makom. It's in my part of the territory. Why not? That's tosis. There is an interesting discussion, we have to stop in a minute, there's an interesting discussion in Shulchan Aruch, you know, about the following question. According to Tosos, let's say the guy didn't claim that he built the wall, which conflicts with the Lefikach. Let's say he actually claimed, I acquired the stones afterwards, right? And let's say the migu is migu. Let's say no one knows for sure whether that these are the stones of the wall, right? Or the stones, you know, are nowhere to be found. So migu di bayamar, there are no stones, or these are different stones. Is ineman lomar lakachti? Sure, why not, you would think, right? According to Tosos, that's not a migu keneged anan sadi. That has nothing to do with Lefikach, does it? Interesting. So, if you look at the Hagos HaShri on the Rush, he says, anybody have that? What is it, Simon Vav? Help if I was in the right paragraph. Yeah. Is there a Gosh Hashri here? I think so. Aval imtoin in the middle here. Aval imtoin behedja lakua chubiyadi. Neman. Kivin shesho birshuso zman gadol. Avalim lo shahu afil lakuach biyadein or neman lomar kivin shekodem shabal reshuso hay besafek v'hayu oz kolkim lekula alma. Right, or similar, or again, if we didn't know the abanim, etc. So this is that's not explicit in our Tosis, but that makes a lot of sense, right? But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, I have 2 more minutes. Kufnun Zayin Sifhei, it seems like there are 2 deos in Shulchan Aruch. Hope I brought the right one. I think I brought the wrong volume. Serves me right. Kufnun Zayin Sifhei, you have it? On the computer?
Yeah, we haven't pulled it up. Go ahead. Imacher Zman Nafla Kosal Zeh,
So Amakum Avonim Shal Shneim. We have Filu Nafal Rishus Echam Mehem, Oshapina Echam Mehem, Eskola Avonim Rishuso, Vetoan Shemacha Lochaveru Chelko Onoslo Vatana, Eno Nemo, Ela Harehim Rishus Shneim, Adshi Aviraya. The Yesh Misha Omer, the Dafka Keshe Avonim Nikarim Keshe Mizakosa.
Oh, I mean, there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Can you say Migudi Boy Amar Lahadam Neman Lomar Lakachti? It sounds like the first daya thinks no, right? So if you look at the Shach, well, the first one. If you look at the Sma Sif Katan Yud Zayin, the Sma says that even Tosus would agree to this first daya. You have it? Sif Katan Yud Zayin?
Yeah, we just got it up. Avetan shemachar lo chelko perush. So lo mi bai kishetan mi olam haisa sheli, ki ani b'nisei deino neman, chazak vod ishnei b'na'ua. Ela afilu toan lekachtia mimenu gam kinino neman, vi af al pi she'in ha'avanu nikarim, vi yesh lo migu di bai amar lo eni lo avanu me'akos ha'azeh, svir le da havi migu b'makum ein, v'kevan shu mode she'in mi mechitza she'beneihem, havi li ki ilu ika edim da adayin shel shneihem him.
Wow. What do you make of that? That's a Sma.
Yeah.
The Shach, is it Sif Katan Ches, maybe? Doesn't quote the Sma explicitly, but he quotes this view, and he says, I don't understand it at all, it doesn't make any sense. For sure, it's not true. The Sma is very difficult. I mean, the Sma says that even if there's no Anan Sadi against the claim of the Migu, somehow the Lefikach, right, torpedoes the Migu anyway. Meaning the Lefikach here says it's so likely that they're partners. Even against the Taina of Achakach Lakachti. And the Shach, you have the Shach? He doesn't quote the Sma, I don't think, anyway.
He just talked about
the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I don't get it.
Haynu mishum sharif harava mefarshim shetoan lakuach onasatali.
We'll get to that. Yeah, what are the riff of the Rambam? Go ahead.
Shidacheres yesh mefarshim shetoan ani benisi avoladina lo pligi v'delokabes Yosef al kapanim kol yama modu deheicha deino.
They have different echatimtzis to explain the Gemara, but that doesn't mean that's necessarily arguing about this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Al kapanim kol yama modu deheicha deino makirin yachol liton lakuach onasatali b'migu derech zarti ayn shamar v'magid.
The Sma is very difficult. The Nesivas in Sif Katan Dalid doesn't really talk about the Sma so much either, but he says, I have a pshat in the Mechaber. He says, in my opinion, and it's Bedochak also, but it's interesting. He says, I think there's a difference between the claim on the Avanim and the claim on the Makom, or the claim on the Avanim while it's intact, right, as opposed to the claim on the Avanim when it's already, you know, when the fence already fell apart. You have that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yashiv Tzas Nira, the in Kavanas Hamachaber Shetoin Shemachar Lo Chelko BaAvanim to Bezev Baalei Nemar. Rak Demari Shetoin Shemachar Lo Chelko BaHamakom UBaHakosel BaOd Shehayakayim. The Kamash Malon Deino Nemar VaAfte BeKarka KeShetoin Shemachar Lo Akarka Af Sheino Nemar VaAkarka. Mikamakom neman ala peiros kishiyesh lo migu kumvor b'simikof b'meh. Mikamakom hacha eno neman the havi kmiu makom edim the lama hayolik lama hayoliknos b'mano mashachavir mechoyav litin lazeh. Kemoshi eno neman kishetoan banisi misheli. Mechem tanas matano eno neman dematu elas yish b'matano kizu b'davish mechoyav.
So this is the Nesivas's way of trying to make logic out of this, and he has an interesting point. It's a very interesting point. What's he saying? I don't know if you picked up right away. Again, I didn't give you this to look in advance. So it's a little unfair. But what he's basically saying is there's a migu keneged anan sadi for Tosus. If the anan sadi says come on, they built this together. And he's claiming, we didn't build it together, that's a migugan negan anansadi. The problem is, if I say, oh, later I bought the rights of the material, right, that's not a stira to the lafika. And that's why we don't understand what would be the problem. So the Nesida says, oh, if the issue is I bought the rights after it fell, or I might even add, you know, maybe even while it was, the wall was standing, I bought the rights in case it falls, right, then in Akanami. But if it's while it's, I bought it thinking it was going to stay out, I want to be the owner of the stones, or I own, you know, I want to be the owner of the place, says the Nesivas, then maybe the pshat is, no one would do such a thing, because there's no benefit in it. It's an empty acquisition. If you're buying the avanim, especially once they fell down, that's material. Right? But if we're both sharing a wall, and we're both using the wall, and we're both using the wall fully, and there's no benefit to being the owner, I mean, it's like, you know, there's some people that have to have their name on everything, you know? I don't want to mention, you know, any specific names, but I'll try to stay out of politics. But, you know, assuming that isn't the case, and it's about, like, ownership as a benefit or an advantage, says Anasivas, so maybe that's a shot. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to have to stop in one more second. So what I want to do, I want to finish, try to finish on Thursday, but the next, oh, let's just contrast to the riff for a second. The riff, very short. Yonatan, you have the riff? Just read it. It'll take 1 minute. And we'll still have, be able to stop in a minute. What? And Davdalit. Yeah. Mehal Shaminan?
Shaminan Miha deals with the idea that Trey should be Apple Gav, the Isa, Hashtag, or Shus, the Chadina. It will not have made Chazaka, the Ida, my time, on Shum, the Shutin, Lok Pidi, Adadi. Tokach, Lisa, who Chazaka, Ella, the Ria, Ola, Akar,
Kaluka. Or Akar Kaluka. Okay. So what is the riff saying? If you contrast the riff with Tosis, it's like Kirchot Mizrach Amar, 180 degrees. What's the riff saying?
He's basically dividing the rationale of
the Lefikach establishes what? That they are likely were Shutfim. And since they likely were Shutfim, therefore there's no chazot, there's no Tvisa. Because it's Bershush Shneim, because Shutfim Lo Kapti, according to the Gemara in Kofta Zayin. But what's the implication? If not for that, everything Tosis just said is completely wrong. Right? That is the riff. So the riff seems to take the view that physical what about Tokfa Kohen? And what about Kol Alam Gavar? And what about Naskar Ababa? So that's why we spend some time showing you could be Michalik all those cases. They might be all different. Correct? Physical Tvis is going to help you. What does he think about the Lefikach? Is it an Anansadi or a Chazaka? From the riff alone, we cannot know. What would he say about Migu cases? We don't know. There's a big debate in the post-skim. What would the riff say about the Migu cases? They're speculating. We'll see the Raman and the Rimigash and Rebbe Yonah, but for the riff, they're speculating. Except that there's one huge problem with the riff. The important thing about the riff, I say, is if Lu Yitzuyer, there was Tvisa of one person here, this would totally work and it wouldn't be considered, either we don't care about Tvisa Lachalei Sasafek, or this wouldn't be considered Tvisa Lachalei Sasafek. Correct? Except there's one huge gap, and that's where Tosis Rid comes in. Anybody? You don't need Tosis Rid to say it. Yeah. That's the Tosis Rid. Excellent. Tosis Rid says, you can't compare Kufta Zayin Omid Beis and this Gemara. Kufta Zayin Omid Beis, they both agree that they're partners in this wall. They're only trying to figure out which are the bricks that broke. But basically, they are partners in the wall. And they admit it. And therefore, there's a din of Shutfim Lo Kapti. But here the whole point is that one side is claiming that there's no partnership on the wall. He's saying ani banisi biatmi. The whole wall. So where do you get this shud from Lokapti? That is the very powerful question that Tosis raised. Okay, so we need to talk about that a little bit. Is the lefikach so powerful, or powerful in that respect, that we dismiss? But then, isn't a little bit? Is it a little circular, catch 22-ish? I mean, we're saying lefikach, and therefore the idea that he built it on his own, not so compelling, very unlikely, and therefore the partners, and therefore there's no tvisa. But the whole point is that he's with the tvisa, he's claiming that they weren't partners, that they never were partners. It's like the Rif himself says about siluk hashutfus, except that here that's kufa the issue. So it's a kind of in between. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Then I want to talk about the Rambam, the Rimigash, the Ramah in the light of the Rif. But especially, I want to go back and just show the differences between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, the ones that I mentioned, who are within the Tosis orbit, but who see Lefikach as an internal factor in defining subtly the boundaries of Tfisa Lacha Leidus HaSap. Okay? So hopefully Thursday we will do this, and then start already preparing again the Runya and the...